to you fucking with the troop right now, listening to us on CITR.ca or on your FM band, 101.9 FM. Big shout out to everybody fucking with us on Twitch, twitch.tv/crimesandtreasons. And big shout outs to all of y'all fucking with us in the future. Yes, on our podcast section, crimesandtreasons.com. You can find over 15 years of episodes there. But keep it locked in right here on the best station in the universe. We still got some more music for all y'all coming up. Coming up next, Off the Beaten Path, with troop member Issa Arian. Until next week, y'all, we out.
Choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
God don't like ugly, I ain't bitch. Whole lot of gold, Cubans with a ton. Say I kept it solid when it's all said and done. All I know is keep going, run, nigga, run. Mama told me never fold, run, nigga, run. Like Jenny told Forrest Gump, run, nigga, run. The race for freedom ain't won, run, nigga, run. Had to make it out the red clay, run, nigga, run. The west side of Atlanta, yeah, that where I'm from. Outside, our hands on like a glove. Moving like my nigga Nori, eating on the run. Still an underground king, and that's worth the bun. Locked in like Rice Street without a bun. I was playing with the powder way before LeBron. My wife was born a redhead, but now she a blonde. Politicians lie, and your favorite rapper is a con. Don't check for me without a check for me, that's a hun. All the L's I wear is followed by my ton. Get money and the power, teach them while they young. Blessed to make it out of slum, run, nigga, run. All I know is keep going, run, nigga, run. Mama told me never fold, run, nigga, run. Like Jenny told Forrest Gump, run, nigga, run. The race to freedom ain't won, run, nigga, run. This for the one that never won. Hurt feeling going on. Beat the heart like a drum. Run, 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 nigga, run. Run.
Run, nigga, run. I put some brand new my gel on my bitch, thinking the same but ain't banking the same. I put some brand new my gel on my bitch, thinking the same but ain't banking the same. I put a brand new Flores on her wrist. I bought that bitch a new Prada print Jane. This a bigger boat, we ain't sinking the same. This a PJ, but we're not on the same plane. Yeah,
locked in.
Yellow diamonds like the sun, and I keep it one on one. Run. Trapping out of mama's son. Now a nigga on the run. Now a nigga shooting fun. I keep this shit on the tight rope. On the PJ but no night clothes. We just had four eyes tight though. Eyes tight. I signed a check like a typo.
Rescue the trenches, all of the kiddies. We gon' escape on the yacht boat.
We gaining weight like Big Pun. Run, nigga, run. Installing this shit in my son, run, nigga, run. Green interior line, run, nigga, run. Got them warm boots when I come, run, nigga, run. All I know is keep going, run, run, nigga, run. Run. Mama told me never fold, run, run, nigga, run. 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 Like Jenny told Forrest Gump, run, run, nigga, run. 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 The race to freedom ain't won, run, run, nigga, nigga, run. Run. It's for the point that never won.
Yo, you're now tuned in to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. I'm your host, East Arian, and we are on unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, Tsleil Waututh, Squamish Nations territory. Here live from the most western part of the Lower Mainland. Here from UBC, here at CITR. You know we do this every week. Tuesdays, right after Crimes and Treasons. I know if you were just tuning in to Crimes and Treasons, welcome. So if you've never, and then this is your, if this is not your first time, let's say you are, you know, just, you just tune in every Tuesday, this is what you do. Welcome back. What we do here on Off the Beaten Path is we like to talk about what's going on here locally, here in BC, what's going on here in Canada, what's going on around the world, just, you know, and just see where the day takes us. Like, I feel like we got a lot of stories. There's so much. First off, it's been a few weeks since I've been on here, so it's nice to be on the radio. You know, we had a good show. We had a nice guest on Crimes and Treasons, playing some old school hip hop. He's still in the studio here, and you know, it's nice to just kind of be around people and come back and have like the energy back into the studio. It's nice. Like, I want to say, it's pretty much, you know, as like the COVID, you kind of getting that feeling back. But if you've been here in BC, you know that we normally talk a little bit about the weather, but It's been pretty smoky, but and it's very clear that summer is pretty much over. You know, we might squeak out like a few more days. Like, you know, you might squeak out just like a few more beach days. I tried to get one out this weekend, but you know, it just doesn't feel the same. Like, you know, we're getting those cool breezes that are coming through, and honestly, you know, for me, it's football season. I feel like this is like the first time in a long time that I feel like I want to indulge in football, and I don't know why. I don't know what it is. Like, I feel like every year, probably if you listen to the show, you hear me talk. You know, like, I kind of hate football, but also kind of, you know, I'm like addicted to it. So it's weird. But listen, if you are listening to this show and you work at UBC, listen, please call in at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Listen, because, you know, I coach Little League football, and UBC's really been fucking up with the fields, and we really need some fields for the kids. This is also just not like a Vancouver problem. I mean, this is not like a, you know, the West Side where we coach, but like a more of a problem in the cities that one thing that I'm learning, particularly this year, is that there's just not enough recreational space for people. And that's, you know, like, it's something as you start thinking about population density and you start thinking about just kind of, you know, things that are very like on people's minds here. We talk about this every week about rent, you know, housing, about homelessness here. It's like we talk about population density and what is the type of services, you know, that go into that. And I'm like a big believer in the fact that you need to make sure that there's things to do for kids and teenagers and things like that. It's not like a nice to have. It's like a need to have. You need to have options, you know, as diverse as possible so that people can, you know, find their interest in. But what we found is that there's not enough fields. And there's a soccer team in Marpole called the Marpole Fusion that they have 78 kids that the Marpole Fusion, I guess, was not allowed. And there's so much bureaucracy behind these youth sports. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but there's so much bureaucracy with the leagues and like this kind of, they make it so hard to just let the kids play. But anyways, these kids are being like practicing at trials. They have a team, multiple teams from ages from 9 to 14. I'm saying all this information because maybe you might know somebody who's a soccer coach, or maybe you might be a soccer coach yourself and you might be able to help these kids out. But these kids, and their team wasn't signed up for. They were left off the schedule because they don't have any home field for this team. And you have to, like, for the league, you have to be required to have a home field. So who suffers from that is the kids. And how fair is that? It's not only not fair to these kids, obviously, who want to play soccer, but it's also dumb, I think, because clearly there is a demand and there's, you know, opportunity, and it's also just kids playing soccer. Like, they should I feel like I am a firm believer. I feel like people should work really hard so that they could play instead of making it easy for them not to be able to. But when we get back, we're going to talk about some other bureaucracy, things that I think are pretty silly. We have a lot of police talk in this show, and there's gonna be some few laughs. I got a few jokes. I got a few jokes, but I also have some great music. What you listen to, Killer Mike and Run? I feel like Killer Mike is such a somebody whose music makes me feel one way, but then knowing about the person, I feel a totally different way. But we got some real cool music coming up. Thanks for tuning in. Be right back.
But instead, you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both. Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the people. Do you want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. Listen, if you like to donate to CITR, listen, you can do it anytime. You don't have to wait till February to the fund drive. There's so much nice programming that goes on here. CITR does a great job at reaching out and helping people put their voices on the radio, whether that's kids, people in all types of different communities. They can come here and say what they have to say. And listen, and you listen to 101.9. You listen to CITR. It makes a difference. So if you like to donate, you know, there's youth programming here. There's programming for adults, programming for all people of all different types of communities. You should check it out. So, you know, I normally don't talk about Canadian politics too much, particularly BC politics, because it doesn't really come up very much where you're like, oh, wow, this is important, or even where somebody like makes you feel like it's important. You know, I feel like in Vancouver, just like a fact. OK, so in just this past week in BC, there was like local mayoral elections and 37 mayors ran unopposed. My first thought is like, wow, I could be the mayor one day. Like, and if you know me, that's not like a, oh, wow, like, I'm really surprised by that. Like, I feel like, yeah, mayor is like a job I could probably do. I feel really confident. Anyways, in BC, you could have had that opportunity if that's too how you felt. In 37 places, there was no opposition. And so that makes me believe that, like, the other places probably the competition is not too tight. Anyways, you want to become mayor? You could probably do it. You should think about it. But, like, politics just doesn't really come up here in BC. People aren't really talking about it. People don't really talk about it. But just recently, I mean, there's this let's start calling him PP, you know, like that, because he's Pierre Poilievre, he's got a French last name, Poilievre, you know. He's, you know, going to, I think he's the new before the Conservative Party, and it's just like, it's very, very much CBC's trying to make this guy a thing. Lots of pieces about him. And only thing I've read is like, wow, I have never met this person. I've never seen this person in real life, but I know this guy, you know? Like, I feel like if you just read, even in like the glowing reports, it's kind of crazy because like the ones that are trying to like make him look really good. It's kind of crazy because it's like, wow, man, I know that guy and I have never liked that person. You know, just somebody like, I went to undergraduate school in Ohio. There's lots of conservative people in Ohio. Lots of, I would say, you know, I got lots of friends who are fairly conservative. You know, some probably a little bit more extreme than you would probably think. You're just like, you know, just people just out here just being people, you know. But I also went to school there. And so, you know, you have more than friends. You got like people you know what I mean, who you spend a lot of time with but you don't like. And, you know, you know that person in your class, like probably a business class or maybe, you know, like a philosophy class, you know, who just constantly raises hand playing devil's advocate, but not even playing devil's advocate, like really means it. Like, you know, like, oh, it's like affirmative action. It's like, well, you know, my mom was a single mom and I did okay. And why should these people get these, you know, like that, like that person. And you're like, you know, the person who writes a paper at 20 says, you know, just writes a paper at 20 says why he wants to be the prime minister, just like kind of always working in the Conservative Party, like volunteering on campus. You know, you're like, Brad, don't you have anything better to do with your time? You know, just that person. And then, but the problem is like those people actually end up in these types of leadership positions. And I've never met one of those people where I'm like, you know what? I, even in this group project, like I want them on my group project. Like, no, it's just, I've never looked at them as, you know, as that person as a leader, but this person is running for the parliament, wants to make Canada the freest country in the world. What does that even mean? What does the freest country in the world even mean? Do I want that? That's, you know, I feel like that's, what is the freest country? Like, I don't know if we're talking about the same type of freedom. You know what I mean? Like, I'm fairly certain we're not talking about the same type of freedom. And it is just very interesting because when somebody is like, so if you read, I read a fair bit about this person today because I was just very interested. And it's just like, you know, like someone who has the Conservative Party likes him because he's never wavered or changed his mind since he basically started volunteering with the Conservative Party. He's just like a through and through conservative, just votes conservative all the time. And you're like, man, you've never had a differ of opinion or you've never changed your mind in 30 years. That's crazy. How can you, why would I ever want somebody to lead me who's never changed their mind? That sounds so crazy, right? Who's never changed their mind, to never open to new information, never having, you know, taken in some new information that's made them, you know, think about X particular issue. It's kind of nuts. And so I question people who also believe in someone who doesn't, like, you know, who's like making a lot of decisions. Like, that's one thing about politicians. Like, yeah, they might make a few decisions that everyone's kind of watching, but they make hundreds of decisions when nobody's watching. And someone who doesn't take in information and make the best decision with the information that they have is kind of scary to me. I feel like it should be scary to lots of people. It's like, especially when we know the types of decisions that those are typically are in maintaining, you know, a particular mindset. But when we get back, actually, no. And so, like, we're talking a little bit about politics. You know, one of the things I saw today was that landlords said that a 2% increase in rent wasn't enough. And obviously, us renters saying that's more than enough. And I don't understand this about these landlords. It's like, nobody told you to get a variable rate mortgage. You know what I mean? Because if you had a fixed rate mortgage, or maybe you didn't have a mortgage at all, you would just be collecting the same amount of money. I don't understand. I feel like a landlord should probably call in here and explain why the rent should increase year after year, even though they are not doing anything. I think that's a question. Like, I would like to know. So if you're a landlord, you listen to the show, it's the number 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBCCITR. Just an easy question. It's like, why should the rent increase? I might be on your side. Maybe. When we get back, we'll be right back.
Shit you can light with a lighter. Fuck a lighter, I can light on the stove. Dark at night, I drop a log in the fire. Wander in the woods, out in the cold. I got the shit you can play for your mama. I got the shit you can play for the hoes. I got the shit you can sell to the trappers. Indicated with the K in the code. I know some rappers that how I'ma say this. I know some rappers who pay, but bro, lot of money, but you played your soul. You played yourself, you played the role. I got some niggas who down the street. Some of my niggas been down the road. Lost a nigga that was down with me. You know what they say.
We have a penalty flag thrown at the 30-yard line.
Personal foul. Unsportsmanlike conduct. Number 6 on the defense.
Okay, they got the shit they could pull out. I know it could blow out the bag. Yeah, they got the cures, the facts. Facts, you know it's sad. They put the money, the crack in the sack. They got the axes, they got the atlas, they got the map. I got the real, real, real bad bitch. I just told her to come to the back. They got the people in office, the crackers, they had us in chains. They made the law, they going hard, dang. They even started a gang. How you gonna win a delusable game? Make a chain, man. Niggas say the same thing every day. Complain in the sunshine.
shine of the cloud rain, but won't lift a finger. In the danger, niggas been in danger, been indentured. Now my niggas got business ventures. With my nine, I'm like 10 Avengers. Snap a finger, I could end Avengers. Rap a singer, no killer, nigga. You a copper, you a nigga killer.
Raise a boost. Raise a boost.
We have a penalty flag thrown at the 30-yard line.
Personal foul. Unsportsmanlike conduct. Number 6 on the defense. 15.
Ah, shit. Fucked up.
Live in harmony and peace, and the sun will once again rise up in the east.
Somebody told me when I was small that the pride cometh right before the fall. God's son died for us all, so for mine, I'm running through a wall.
Lost the battle, it's still a war.
I'ma steal a cattle, then burn the farm. We could travel, but the journey long. I prefer we get a little murder on. Drop a top on your convertible. How we feeling should concern you. We been speaking, but they never been heard. So now we screaming at you word for word. Everything a nigga learn, gotta burn. My little nigga in a hearse, I was hurting. Fuck a rap and fuck a verse, I can blur. Trying to see how many urns I can earn. Are you entertained or are you concerned? I'd be afraid. I'd be in church, I say a pray, I pray, I say, I shay. They play like God, no play by play. We take our charge, we take our place. It'll take our hearts, it'll take our faith. But we need a majority to make shit shake. I'ma give me a quarter, I'ma get in the car, and I'ma get on the call and go state by state. And I'm picking a target, and I'm picking them off. Better be Beyonce if you say my name. Orange ambient sunlight and daylight savings might save a nigga life. It ain't never too bright to broad day, nigga. Nighttime vampires, and they a slayer, nigga. Slide like landslides, and you can take they side. I'm a K9, straight in the pack. Looking for Jitty, he's straight in the back. Cracking a lip, whipping the crack. Jet like them crackers had did to the black. Just as they thought I was finished attacking. The beast awoke and now I pay like the cracking. They inferior and fear when I'm rapping. But I ain't rapping, this is spiritual. Shed a tear so I care and then miracles happen. Huh. Mirror, mirror, why the fuck is you laughing? Be a deer, let me volunteer. Cause I'm not in fear, I'ma jump into action. Oh shit, it's getting weird. Nah, shit is weird. Where the hell is heaven on this hemisphere? If them bitches said it, I'ma end it here. If we come together, we could send a message. But I know they never gonna lend an ear. So I got a method. One, do you better? Do you one better? Bet you won't do it. Let's bet I will. Collect my stones, hold, collect my gems. Protect my stronghold, respect my shield. Until I'm long gone, but while I'm here, I can snap my fingers.
They'll disappear.
You back with Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR. .ca. Listen to the best radio station here in Vancouver. It's very obvious. Like I laugh every time I say that because it's so true. Listen, if you are driving in your car right now and you are, I don't know where the fuck you're going, but you're driving and you're on 101.9, you're like, yeah, I like this vibe. I like Crimes and Treasons. You know, I like Tuesday nights. I like CITR. Just turn 94.5, you know, that shit sucks. Turn right back. And then if you like hip-hop, listen to Crimes and Treasons every week, 8 to 10. It's so good. Like, if you like hip-hop, there's really no other options. And not only is there no other options, it's a great option. So, one of the things that's going on, I think that this is actually hilarious. And I don't know how, people, bosses, and whoever the fuck, they plan to stop it. I don't think that they can. It's one of these things. It's that I was curious when it was going to get written about. Is that people are not, they called it a few months ago, like the Great Resignation, where people were just resigning from jobs. But one thing we're also seeing now is people getting two full-time jobs, working from home. There's so many stories about it. I saw it on TV. I saw it on CBC, but also, you know what I'm saying, you have your ear to the streets and you're just listening to see, you know, seeing what's going on. And people out here have two full-time jobs. And it's crazy because not just the fact that it's not like, working from home has allowed people to be able to do that. But there's also a need to do that. Like, that's the craziest part to me is that, like, people feel that, like, wow, I can need two full-time jobs. I guess there was one to talk about, like, they always try to name these phenomena of what's going on. I think it's crazy. Even though I work in like an industry that names phenomena. It's like, but like, you know, it's quiet quitting, you know, the act of people, doing the bare minimum while they're working from home. You mean fucking slacking? Like, that's not like a new thing. But people slack when they go to work. I worked in Modell's. When I was growing up, I was like a teenager. I tell you, like, I liked to do a good job from time to time, more than some others, you know what I mean? But, like, less than others. But there were people who would come to work and literally hide. Come to work for like $8 an hour, hide, eat Mongolian barbecue, and go home. And like, I wasn't like even, I was never even mad at these people because one, fuck Modell's, and two, I'm not paying them. And so I think that's what people, that's what companies, so like, there's like a risk. Obviously, there's stuff in people's contracts that are like, you know, obviously you can't have two full-time jobs, or obviously bosses don't want you to have two full-time jobs because it obviously could potentially put a strain or maybe conflict of interest or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's like, yo, bro, my rent is $2,500, $3,000, bro. Rent needs to be paid. Student loans, not forgiven, but people need to be out here doing things. So I feel like people should probably just, I don't think that should be like even a thing. I don't think people should be controlled or just find a way to pay people more money, because clearly there's money out here and there's jobs for people out here. And if there's not enough people for the jobs, people are, some, you know, expand. Think a little outside the box. Moving on. I don't know if the Queen of England's funeral was today. That I also think is crazy. So I don't know. I watched The Crown. I like the show. I actually, when the season three, I watched season one, season two. I was like, damn, when's season three come out? I like the show. But it's crazy. I was watching this clip that somebody in the studio showed me right before we got on the air. And it was like people kissing the new king's hands, like grown adults, like kissing on his hands and shit. I'm like, bro, can we just like, I don't understand why you just can't be like, okay, you guys had a time. It was cool for some, terrible for others. Let's just call it quits. That people are like, do you expect, you know, them to just give it all up? Yes. Yes, man. It's like, get a job, bro. This is, we are allowing people to play pretend in our faces with our money and, you know, with not just even play pretend, but like people, I would look at you, you look at it like, bro, people, thousands, billions of people died for those jewels on your chest. And we have to just play pretend that like this is ordained by God and not ordained by Smith and Wesson or whatever the manufacturer of the weapons that they brought. It's like, that's not God. That's weapons and violence. And it's just very interesting. We talk about politics, like this person wants to make Canada the freest country ever. And they're like, free from what? Free for who? And also it's like, free to do what? I don't want people free to pollute and free to kill people, free to do all that type of shit. This is what that was, a free world for some of these people, and you know, and the people were thinking, and they're burying the queen, you know, like that. It's like a direct symbol of all of that violence, and we just like ignore. I don't talk about any of that type of stuff. And even if we do talk about it, it's like really nothing. Like even talking about it on a radio show, it's like sometimes I think it's like, wow, this is a lot of nothing, because you can't really do anything, because it's not like that people are actually going to give it all up. But maybe one day, you know, after it's, we just have to stop pretending like shit matters. But then you got people like Pierre Poilievre, who at 18 was signing people up for like in his free time, you know, like that. Like he's definitely not on that. I mean, this person said once, are we really getting the value for like our money's worth when talking about giving money to residential school survivors? It's like, come on, bro. You're not living in the same reality. Anyways. Oh, man. I got some funny stories bring up the movie when we come back. Just honestly, just thinking about, you know, we like to talk on the show just about how animals, one, are fucking amazing. Like, animals are amazing. And two, how if, you know, I get in a situation where it's me and an animal and we're fighting for our life, that if I lose, then I just got to eat it. And one of those situations came up, and we're going to talk about just kind of like, what would I do?
Tongue, it's a bad habit. Kinda mad that I didn't take a step at it. Thought you were too good for me, my dear. Never gave me time of day, my dear. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I think are sure, yeah. Your tongue like my bad habit. Would you mind if I tried to make a pass at it? Now you're not too good for me, my dear. Funny you come back to me, my dear. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I can't ignore, yeah. Now that you're back, I can decide if I decide if you're invited. You always knew the way to wow me. Fuck around, get tongue-tied. I turn it on, I make it rowdy. Then carry on, but I'm not hiding. You grabbing me hard, cause you know what you found is biscuits, is gravy, man.
You're back with Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR. CITR.ca for the people listening to on the net. You know, tell a friend and tell a friend to tune in on Tuesdays from 7 to 11, 8 to 11, 9 to 11, 10 to 11, 10:30 to 11. Listen, if you just tune in for the last 45 minutes, we love you too, you know. You know, if you're just giving us 10:15 to 10:45, listen, that's cool too. Listen, if you're at work, you're on break, you listening, listen, we got something for you too. Yeah, it is kind of just crazy, honestly, just thinking about like how we just let people LARP in real life, except for we pay them to do it. And like not like in a circus, not like in some type of, you know, it's just real life pretend, but it's real. Doesn't make any sense. So like, this is something we do on this radio station, you know, talk a lot about, you know, when the police are out here fucking up, you know. And so, but it's, we talk about it, like, I don't say quite a bit, but like, you know, I have had people who I know talk to me about how much talk about the police. And I feel that you got to talk about the police, because it's like the only profession that people are, you like have to say that they're good at their job. It doesn't make any sense. Like, there's hundreds of thousands of bridge builders and bridge maintainers, people, you know, in throughout the North America who maintain bridges. Bridges never fail. You know, maybe like a landslide or something like that might take out a bridge, but like just general, you know, the bridges ain't really out here failing. We don't thank bridge workers, even though they save a lot of lives every day. We don't have to go out our way. Bridge workers don't get discounts on, you know, movie tickets, or they don't get discounts on going to, you know, they don't get called to baseball games or throw out the first pitch, even though the job is very important. No, it's no denying. Police officers' jobs, pretty important. Not like anybody couldn't, in the sense of like, I think that there's a lot of police officers' jobs that they're doing that they shouldn't be doing. That should be somebody else's job. You know, that should be somebody else's job. Like, there are jobs that police, that's what they require for. Anyways, but you just think that, like, you know, we have to universally just talk about how good police are at the jobs, yada yada. And so you got to talk about like when they do bad, and because, you know, like if I'm hearing about bad stuff, or just even if I feel like if I hear about crazy stuff that police officers do, then I'm like, wow, imagine all of the crazy stuff that police officers are doing and getting away with all the time. So these two stories, I think it's crazy. Well, it's really three stories, but it's really crazy. And then, you know, and then we're gonna talk about the animal after that, because I honestly just forgot that I had mentioned that we were going to talk about them. So I got you guys at the end. It's really pretty funny if you actually think about it. But anyways, but these police officer stories are, they'd be funny if they weren't so fucking ridiculous. So there is, well, there was a man in Kentucky who was in jail, who was part of a lawsuit because they sued the police department and the jail. They sued the jail that because they were said they were being tortured, being restrained and forced to listen to Baby Shark for hours and hours and hours. And when I think, I'm like, wow, that's actually really cruel. And not that I'm like, I've listened to Baby Shark for hours and hours, but I have friends and relatives and who have been subjected to Baby Shark for just a few hours and not strapped in by somebody that they love. And they talk about how disorienting that experience can be, to be stuck in that experience. Now imagine you're in jail, and this is what the power that these guards have over you, that they could just do this all day long, restrain you. There's nobody stopping them from doing anything. And just imagine like the psychological abuse that creates. It's like, I You don't have control over anything. And, you know, that's what prison is. It's taking away your control over everything. And it's like, you know, we are just not even, you know, that like prison is crazy concept, because it's not even trying to make the people, trying to get people better or trying to stop this conditions that create whatever it is that cause people to go into these places. It's just locking people up until they die anyways and subjecting them to horrible shit like this. And yeah, just kind of crazy, because I don't even think of that. I mean, while it is like weird torture, it's like, damn, how sick are you that like this is the place that you got to in your mind of something that you should do? Like, oh, that would be funny. Yeah, you and your buddies. Oh, that would be funny. Yeah, at work. That's crazy. They could just do less work. That doesn't make any sense. But, and like, I watch, you know, right now, like watching TV, me and my girl watching The Wire, you know, so like it's about CIA informants and stuff, you know, and it's about like catching people on phones. People, you like, they make it, they make cops, it makes it look like this is such a well orchestrated, this is a well documented, this is a rigorous process to get a wire. And then I read this story yesterday about a woman who was a confidential informant who was made to be put on a wire. She was made to put on a wire and go buy drugs from a drug dealer. She goes, buys drugs from the drug dealer. She's raped twice in the house and is now suing the police department that, like, obviously now the records are released, like suing the police department because they weren't live listening to her audio. And you're like, wait a minute. You're like, the police don't live listen to the audio of CIs? I was like, I just imagine there's somebody outside of the house, like, you know, with the earpiece, and they had the truck, and they're like, okay, go in. We got your back. Like, that's what I imagine. Like, a truck, you know, some people in there, you know, people. I mean, that's because that's what they show us, right? But no, they don't even listen to the audio. They're like you and me. Somebody sends an email with an, you know, with something that like, I'm going to have to write a report on that by my 10 a.m. tomorrow. I could wake up at 8, listen to it, and then write the report. That's how they're thinking. They're not like, you know what, I should just stay extra. Because there's somebody actually like, oh, nothing happened. It's like a confidential informant. Like, these informants are supposed to be able to trust the police. That's the crazy part. They're supposed to be able to trust the police so that they can continue to get information. And they can't even do the basic services, duties, whatever, of listening and then providing aid and assistance to this person after they put them in a dangerous situation. Doesn't make any sense. But we're just supposed to bow our heads. Police are great. Yada, yada. Doesn't make any sense. And then in this, like, surprise, surprise. I was, you know, because I'm going through stories and I just kind of look for the headlines, and then I always look and see how things are written. So the headline says, first class passenger arrested and sentenced for alleged menacing, public indecency, spitting, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, looking at this headline, first class passenger sentenced to 4 months in prison. That was the byline. Sentenced to 4 months in prison after incident on American Airlines flight. And I was like, I know what this first class passenger isn't. And I was right. When I go out, I take my butt out. Like, sometimes I'm a little, I'm never really scared of animals, but, like, I'm always, you know, you see those pictures of, like, this seal jumping on the boats or whales jumping on boats, and you're like, wow, could that happen to me one day? And yes, it could, because this past weekend in this harbor right outside of the San Juan Islands, a sea lion was running away or being chased. I would say running away. I'm being chased by killer whales, and it jumped on this 14-foot aluminum, just little dinghy, a fishing dinghy out, and because it was scared of the whales. And I'm like, wow, you know, if I ever go, you know, like that, like, you know, if a whale ate me, I would just be like, damn, a whale ate me. Like, that's happened. But for a seal to jump in my boat and then, let's say, I drown and then the whale ate me, or you fall in the water and the whale eats you, you're like, wow, I wasn't even a part of this. And the seal, it was the seal's fault. If you knew that it was going to be either you or the seal, would you push the seal back? Would you sacrifice yourself for the seal? Me, I'm pushing the seal, without a doubt. Because I'm just like, I feel like I want a fair fight. A whale, especially like if I didn't get, you know, like if it wasn't like me poorly sailing, or maybe like a whale just breached on my boat. But a seal, I feel like that's adds a third element that I just can't really, I can't really get behind, to be honest. We do this every Tuesday, 10 to 11, off the beaten path. Next week, I know we talked about this, next week we'll have the logo reveal. Hope you're able to tune in and look at what we just got going on. Listen, you can always, like I said, you can always donate to CITR. You can always come and here, and you can, you know what, actually, you don't even have to donate. How about you donate your time? You come in here, you make your own programming. Listen, we want to hear from you. What do you got to say? Have a great weekend. I'm out.
In collaboration with Musqueam, on whose unceded lands UBC is situated, are thrilled to announce the new inaugural festival, Come Toward the Fire. Held on September 17th and 18th, the festival will be an Indigenous-led celebration of creativity, brilliance, culture, and community. The gathering will showcase the voices of Indigenous artists, performers, musicians, speakers, and dance groups from Musqueam and from Indigenous nations across Turtle Island. The weekend will begin with free public activities on Saturday, September 17th at 1 p.m. with free and accessible family-friendly programming, music, food, vendors, workshops, and more. At 7 p.m., the evening concert kicks off featuring more than 12 artists and dance groups, including Julian Taylor, Pick Sick, Carson Gray, Russell Wallace, Christy Lee Charles, DJ Osho, and many, many more. Hosted by Quilemia Sparrow, tickets for the evening concert are just $30.